This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, April 25th. God's word to you today is in His name, and this is part 5. Our text is taken from Zechariah 12, verse 10, and it says, "And I pledge that I will pour out a spirit of grace and pleas for mercy on the family of David and the citizens of Jerusalem." This is taken from the Voice translation. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of grace. When the Spirit of grace is upon you, things become effortless. I acknowledge the Spirit of grace upon my life, and I'm totally grateful for it. Sometimes when I share the amazing things that God is doing or has done in my life, people are literally in shock. I know it is the Spirit of grace, and I tell them it is grace. People will say to you, "How come in the entire organization, no one has been promoted, only you?" You will say, "Grace." When they say, "How come everyone else was rejected, but your own was approved?" You will say, "Grace. Why are you so beautiful? Why are you so outstanding? How come everybody dares this and they get into trouble, but you do it and you get promoted?" Your response will be grace. This is what grace does. Grace beautifies your life. Grace makes it look easy. But it is only easy until someone else tries it. Then they realize how difficult it is. The beauty of grace is it does not stop in one generation. It flows down from generation to generation. There are certain graces by the grace of God that I am enjoying that flowed from my grandmother and my mother's prayers. I'm a third generation believer. Two Christians can do the exact same thing. One is from a lineage of grace, and the other is a first generation Christian. The truth is, the results will be different. For those of us that are, by God's grace, in that lineage of grace, and enjoying the graces that have flowed to us, we have to be humble. Otherwise, before you know it, you start to think you're smarter than everybody. You're not. It is grace. Guess what? There are things you are plowing that your children will enjoy, such that even when the economy of their time is bad, they will prosper because their parents have sown. Say amen. I can tell you several stories. A friend told me about his colleague. He said that things just work for this gentleman. But in his own case, to achieve a third of what that gentleman achieves, he must do some serious praying. This gentleman goes to church, but he's not even a worker. Yet things are just working for him. Then in his interactions with the gentleman, he discovered that the man's father spent his lifetime building churches for God. His father told him that his covenant with God is that all his children will prosper. Even if such a man dies, God is alive. His covenant with God was to use his resources to build God's kingdom, and God will take care of his children. No matter where that gentleman goes, doors will open. Grace. But the greatest of all grace was the price that Jesus Christ paid on the cross of Calvary. When you enter into that grace, you too will have testimonies of grace. You need to surrender to Jesus before you can work in and enjoy this grace. Let us pray. Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, power of the highest, breath of the Almighty, Spirit of grace, rest upon me and my generations forever. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.